Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Bringing dinosaurs into the real world, Cole, might be just about as bad an idea as what's been reported by The Athletic over the past couple of days, that prior to the college football season in 2025, officials from the University of North Carolina, specifically their general manager, Michael Lombardi, took, quote, an exploratory fundraising trip to Saudi Arabia on behalf of the UNC Tar Heels football program.
Is he on a wrong flight? Did he get turned around?
No. Apparently, they are huge fans of Michael Jordan and Bill Belichick in Saudi Arabia. So he thought, you know what, might be a good idea if I hop on a flight and go see if I can find some stacks of cash just laying around somewhere.
Well, I think you probably would find them over there if you look hard enough, right?
Yeah.
I will say, when this stuff gets on the internet, it's bad because you see replies and posts and you can't help but laugh. But this was one of those things that, like, if you told me, Diesel, in 2025 to come up with 98 headlines a day, I would never have come up with this headline, ever.
Look, GMs, athletic directors, presidents of the university, more than educators and coaches and administrators, they are fundraisers. It is their job to go out and find money. You got to keep it coming in. Keep that money flowing. But I think, Cole, it also matters tremendously to a lot of people, especially college football fans in the South. Not only that you have money coming in, but where that money is coming from.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating about this is as The Athletic has been trying to research the story and find out what's going on, I think Michael Lombardi, again, the GM of UNC football, has realized, ooh, it's kind of a bad look, me taking money from the Saudis to fund UNC football.
No.
Because when The Athletic reached out to him to ask him about it, he's like, not commenting, not going there, not talking about this. It's bad.
So what you're saying is, after Michael Lombardi went to Saudi, and came back, then he thought it was a bad idea to talk about the
Yeah.
You can't make this up.
I mean you
literally can't make it up, Diesel.
If you didn't feel like you're doing anything wrong, if you didn't feel like you were doing anything dirty, if you didn't feel like you were accepting money from somebody you probably shouldn't be accepting money from, why would you clam up and not talk about it?
And what I read was that there is a Saudi national who was a college football fan. So this going back to your point about movies, this sounds like something you'd see on a movie. And also a Bill Belichick fan and wanted to support Bill Belichick. You're going to first of all have to convince me. I'm not saying people in Saudi Arabia don't watch college football. I don't know if they get up and watch College Game Day with Nick Saban and Pat McAfee or not. I'm just saying, first, you're going to have to convince me that that's true. Maybe college football is that big. Can we check the ratings of college football over there?
Yeah, that's a fascinating question, Cole. And they wouldn't supply the name of the person that they spoke to, but a UNC a member of the UNC football program who would speak to the Athletic on the condition of anonymity characterized the individual as a college football fan interested in supporting Bill Belichick.
Huh.
Who could it be? Where could this money be coming from? Don't you think it's just a little bit dirty and a little bit wrong for foreign money? I don't care if it's coming from, you know, the Bank of England in the UK. I don't want English money funding American college football. I mean, look, it's just another erosion of what is an all-American sport. It started with, making it a point to go and recruit a ton of foreign players, Australian kickers. It seems like every team has got an Aussie kicker on their team now. And then it became, let's ship a couple games over the course of the season overseas. Screw the fans here. Let's go play the games over there. Now it's, well, we got to keep up with the Big Ten that's getting $20 billion cash infusions. Let's go to the Saudis and see if they have any blood money laying around.
Yeah, and I guess, Diesel, it was our mistake for believing that the Saudis' involvement with LIV was only going to be with LIV, right?
Sure.
And you look, the public investment fund that's worth nearly $1 trillion, they've invested heavily, including LIV Golf. They've invested heavily in wrestling. The country hosted WWE events. They've attracted soccer stars. Ronaldo was one of them, to play for teams in the domestic league. So, like, with the cost of college football, Diesel, continuing to soar and go up and rev share, right, with $20 million annually with athletes, I think it's critical for universities to continue to explore ways to boost that NIL and to boost that fund, because that is your job. But, man, that's one that makes you scratch your head a little bit and say, oh, okay, this sport that we all thought was pure and that we all loved. And, you know, remember, there were guys that got mad about the bad guys years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I bet those callers who called into radio shows then who were upset about bad guys would trade in their world right now to have that world back, right?
Go back and watch, like, Pony Excess, that great ESPN 30 for 30 film. And I don't remember who it was, but I can see his face and I can almost hear his voice. Maybe a former governor of Texas or something, who was like a bag man supplying money to these players on behalf of SMU. I'd rather it be somebody like that, because how is this any different? UNC seeking Saudi money, Saudi investments into their program. How would this have been any different than, for example, the Nebraska Cornhuskers teams of the late 80s and the early 90s going to Pablo Escobar saying, hey, can we have some cash? Because I don't see it as being any different, and I don't know that anybody can convince me otherwise.
Pablo. I mean, the more we talk, it's funny you brought up the whole movie thing to open the segment, because the more we talk about this, the more I find myself thinking in my head, like, this is a movie. We're talking about a movie, right? We're talking about some stupid movie that we all thought We're the Millers was just a stupid, funny movie, right? Now we're going to convert We're the Millers, speaking of Pablo Escobar, Diesel, we're going to convert We're the Millers into a sequel, part two, college football edition. You've seen We're the Millers, hadn't you?
Oh, yeah. I love that movie.
So let's do that. Let's take We're the Millers, part two, college football edition, and it's Nick Saban and Miss Terry instead of Jennifer Aniston. And I forget the other guy who plays in We're the Millers.
Yo soy Pablo Chacon.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Helms. Ed Helms.
Yeah, he's in everything.
Yeah, he is.
But now it's going to be We're the Millers, part two, with Nick Saban and Miss Terry. And it only if it were fictional, except now it's not. Here we are. We've arrived. This story just it blows my mind.
It's weird to see how this thing has changed. And, you know, when we used to talk about this when it came to the Saudis trying to whitewash their image or sports wash their image when it came to LIV. We used to have people coming out of the woodworks supporting it, saying, well, it's okay. What happened on 9/11, that was 30 years ago or 25 years ago. It doesn't matter anymore. It matters to a lot of people. It matters to a lot of people, and this is just a continued whitewashing of their history. And here's how they're going to do it, Cole. They're not going to, like, put a big billboard on the side of the building at Keenan Stadium and said, paid for by the Saudi royal family. They're going to put some nondescript, like, East Corp or something like that on there. You'll never know what it is, but the funding is going to be there. It's not like they're going to put a logo in the language on the wall and say, hey, this is Saudi money that paid for this. They're going to put a nondescript name that people aren't going to realize and they're never going to think twice about.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.